Hello, welcome to
Yeah, Jonathan, thank you for having me on the show once again. I'm feeling good. Just living another day. How are you feeling, Jonathan?
Good, how are you so-called post-lockdown
Yeah,
world?
look, to be honest, Jonathan, I don't really think it's freedom at all. It's pretty much doing the same old thing. We still got to be cautious. The virus is still out there, especially for people with disability. They're very vulnerable, and you just got to be look after yourselves. For the audience as well, please feel free to be a part of the conversation. Yeah, let us know what your thoughts are in the comments. So, Jonathan, how do you feel about all this post-lockdown mayhem? That's true. There are lots of people that are vulnerable, and them too don't have, I guess, the vaccine as well. Some people are finding it hard to get access to the vaccination, and it makes it difficult for them to, be able to rejoin the community. But in saying that, Jonathan, when trying to find the relevant information, whereabouts do you go?
I go to the ABC News on
ABC News.
Hello.
Oh, hello, David. Thank you for joining us.
Well,
I
thank
can
you for having
see.
us.
Yeah, IT is always an issue. How you doing, David?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourselves?
I'm very well, thank you.
What are we talking about today?
I was just talking about finding the, I guess, most relevant information and where to go to in terms of our COVID-19. Well, we have with us today
COVID-19.
also Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us on the
Hello,
show.
Julie.
Yeah, sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation. Please feel free also to be a part of the conversation. Yeah, let us know in the comments your thoughts on Freedom Day. Well, what are your thoughts on Freedom Day, David?
Well, my thoughts, it's good to be out there, and it's good to see shops that are open.
Yeah, I guess so.
And easier to find things and easier to get help when you're needed, when it's needed now.
Exactly. But isn't the rule that you need to have double the vaccinations?
That's the rule.
Mm.
That's the
Yeah,
rule.
fair enough. So what happens to those that are non-vaccinated? Can people at least
None
go to
that.
them in terms of like services?
Apparently, they're not allowed to be served.
Oh
Apparently.
wow. But I'm pretty sure
I
disabilities are out there that are finding it hard to get access to the vaccination. So where did
Well, I had a.
they actually all this?
Well, they're finding out how to get the vaccinations.
Mm.
They don't. I don't know. They can go to their GP and they can give them advice.
And this is where
They can
access to
email as well.
information, this is where access to information is vital. And so
Yeah.
Jonathan gets his information from ABC News. Where do you get your information
ABC
from?
News.
Yeah. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
I get my information from NDIS.
Oh, really?
Because recently, my LAC was asking if I needed help getting vaccinated.
Oh yeah.
The
Cool, cool.
LAC was. The NDIS was helping.
I get my information from Service New South Wales. Sorry, Health New South Wales, sorry. So the three guys on this podcast each get their information from different sources.
So there's different sources, the different sources, and there's many because there's many sources that you can get your information from. Like if I was to get information, I would call also Vision Australia.
But then at the end of the day, David, you gotta ask yourself, how reliable is the information you're given?
You're gonna have to get your information from two different sources, and if they're similar, then you do your comparisons. If you find them the same, then if you want, you can probably get information from somewhere else and
Yeah,
make
which
sure.
turns us to this comment from Julie. Thank you, Julie. So Julie gets her information from ABC News, SBS, and New South Wales Health. So I make sure of all three. That's good for like comparing which ones are
So
reliable and huh?
yeah, see, like I was saying, try getting up from three different types, and if they're very
Yeah.
similar, if they're the same, then you know you've got the right information.
Yeah, multiple sources of information always it's always good to ensure
And do
accuracy.
comparisons.
On that note, how important is it that you get the most accurate information?
It's very
Of course,
important because you don't want to get in trouble.
exactly, and you don't want your health
You don't want to
impacted.
get the wrong information, and you don't want your health getting in the firing line. Yeah, we shouldn't rely just on one source.
Exactly, Jonathan, you're on
You got a
point.
proof check.
Yeah,
You just want to
you need to
prove
be able
shit.
to like, from multiple sources. Yeah. Good
Who
stuff
do you
because
compare
like I
to?
said, it does impact on your health and you gotta ensure that you gotta ensure your safety. Yeah,
Yep,
it's very
also
important.
after you get your information from everywhere else, you can ask your GP also.
Oh, yeah. There's always yeah, professional advice as well from medical professions.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's also good to have reliable information so that when you communicate it to your peers as well, they're also given the right information. Because if somebody is given the wrong information and they spread it to their community, then that community they told the pretty much the wrong information.
Yes.
And it's
So
gonna
you
have a
make sure you spread, you ask others what information they got and you compare. That way, if they're very similar or you've done your comparisons, you can tell them, I don't know where you got your source from. But you could have got it from a wrong person that's giving you the wrong information.
Exactly,
You don't
exactly.
want to let the wrong information spread out.
Exactly. Oh,
What?
that,
we like the way the government is communicating to the disability.
Yeah, look, Jonathan, like I mentioned before, there are still people with disability out there in the community that don't have access to the vaccination. And I think
And
the government has failed in that department. Yeah, John, yeah, David.
also getting the information out also to not everyone has a different disability, and the blind can't read it in the newspaper or on the internet, but they can use screen readers. The deaf won't be able to hear it on the radio. So there should be a lot of ways of getting the information out to people. So people.
Sorry, Jonathan.
I know you. Some people cognitive disabilities need resources in easy English so they're able to understand the information.
Yeah, but it's saying that I
So,
think information should be accessible to everybody, Jonathan. Yeah, I
if
think
people have family,
the
see,
government
if
needs to work
people have family,
on that.
if
Sorry,
people have family,
David.
then they have their family members to help them. But like I said, the LAC from the NDIS gave me a phone call and asked me if I needed help with vaccination.
And it's good that these organizations are helping people with disability get access to information as well as peers. There are peers out there that could
Yes.
help. It's give their support. That's what
And
peers are all about.
people
Legal support
support
workers.
workers.
There is a So what I don't like is when politicians or people say, "Oh, the NDIS will fix your job difficulty." Even doesn't mean you get the vaccine or automatically. There are a lot of other factors which play into it.
Exactly. Just because people have a disability doesn't mean they automatically on the NDIS. And it's not, yeah. Look, the NDIS, it's a great scheme to help people with disability live the lives they want to choose and all that. However, we're dealing with a pandemic here. And so the government needs to step up and figure out a plan or a way to I guess help or assist people with disability better. And they said that we were first priority in getting the vaccinations, but somehow over the months we've fallen through the cracks. It's yeah, it's really. Exactly. It doesn't tell the full story. Yeah, exactly. We'll go over to you, Jonathan. Any final thoughts? Yep. Yeah, it's a moral obligation. You do the right thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's.
David, you dropped out.
Yeah,
Thank you
can
for
you hear
joining
me?
us again. On that note, David, any final
All right.
thoughts?
Final
Do you have any
thoughts.
final thoughts?
I think we should be vigilant and take this, take it, open up slowly, but we're gonna, now most people are vaccinated. We can live, not be afraid. Take your vitamins. Take your vitamins and don't be afraid. But people that
Yeah,
have low
sorry,
immune system,
what?
strengthen it.
Yeah, thank you for that, David.
I
What was
think
saying, Jonathan?
I the
thing again, people assume that most people with disabilities are fully vaccinated. Look at the data.
The
Not all are vaccinated, fully vaccinated. Some are one jab, some are no jabs. But what you can do is strengthen your immune system, and it's at the end, hope for the best.
Thank you to Lisa and also Jan for joining us. Look, on that final note, look, make sure the information you get is of course get it from reliable sources, but also compare with the other sources as well to ensure the accuracy of the information. Always talk to your peers because your peers know best. They go through the lived experiences that you go through. So consult with your peers. See what they know. Sometimes what they know, you don't know. And so you learn from each other. But it's always good to look after
You've
yourself.
bounced off information.
And that's the importance
Bouncing
of
off
getting the
information is
right
always
information.
good.
No, it's good stuff, good stuff.
Bye
You've been
for now.
watching Crew Chat
You
with your podcast.
Thank you guys. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Take care.